From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry joins talks in Paris. Foreign ministers from European and Arab nations are discussing the battle against the Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S.-led coalition is moving with what he called a great sense of urgency to attack the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. Speaking after talks with top officials at the Pentagon, Mr. Obama said coalition aircraft have been increasing the pace of airstrikes targeting IS. Egypt issued a preliminary report Monday saying its investigators have found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula. A statement from the Civil Aviation Ministry said the probe is continuing, but that so far there is nothing to indicate terrorism or some other illegal act. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom on Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and of officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. The hearing on Monday lasted a little more than 3 hours. Pu's lawyer said Pu told the court that the postings he made are protected under China's constitutional guarantees to free speech. He also said that if anyone has been offended by what he wrote, he was willing to apologize. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan the next meeting of the International Syria Support Group. A State Department official says the group is expected to meet Friday in New York. The official said Kerry also will discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and a withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed separatists. France's center-right emerged ahead in initial results of regional elections, beating back a surging far-right 1 month after the Paris terrorist attacks by Islamic radicals. We get more from Mike Ridgewell.
The attack took place at a preschool in northern Paris before any children had arrived. A man wearing a balaclava stabbed a teacher with scissors and a craft knife, claiming he was acting for the terror group Islamic State. The incident came as the country began digesting the results of Sunday's final round of voting in regional elections. The far-right National Front Party, which had sought to capitalize on terrorism fears, failed to repeat its first round success. Analyst Marta Lorimer of the London School of Economics says it was still a significant result for the party.
At the same time, they have gained the highest number of votes in their history. It's a party that has a 40-year history, and they just reached almost 7 million.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
An update on that story. The French nursery school teacher who said he was stabbed in his classroom has admitted to prosecutors he invented the story. The 45-year-old teacher at a school northeast of Paris was hospitalized with light stab wounds in his side and throat. Prosecutors said they are still questioning the teacher, whose injuries were not considered life-threatening, over why he lied. Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. State media say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what military officials are calling a rearrangement. Turkish forces have been operating in Iraq, helping to train local fighters. Earlier this month, the military sent troops to the Mosul area, saying they were needed for protection. That move angered the Iraqi government, which demanded that Turkey withdraw its troops and threatened to take the matter to the United Nations. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.